Okay, Colin, would you mind telling me a little bit about your experience with cancer?
Sure, yeah. Cancer entered my life in August of last year. It came as a real shock. It was and totally out of the blue. I walked the Camino in May last year, so I've never felt healthier. I was feeling fantastic, away on holidays with my family in July, and I got a pain in my back and came home and went to get painkillers. The doctor, fantastic doctor that I have, recommended getting an MRI done just to be on the safe side. And sure enough, at the beginning of August, which was normally birthday week for my family, we have three birthdays in the family. We have four daughters, and two of them have birthdays that week, and my wife has a birthday that week. So birthday week became cancer week pretty much for me. I went in and rushed into hospital with this growth in my back, and that's where my beginning, the beginning of cancer was for me and my family. I think, you know, for most people, they don't really realise, especially us, we have no idea what cancer would do to a family when it enters a family. And that's the most important message I would like to say to people, is that cancer just doesn't hit the person who gets cancer, it hits the whole family. Mm. And I have four daughters and a fantastic wife, and, you know, it doesn't really matter, it doesn't discriminate, it just hits every one of them differently. And Greystone's cancer support has been fantastic for me and for my family. They've just been a voice at the end of the phone. We've got some counselling. It's been a real comfort to know that that they're there and they're there to support us. And I really couldn't recommend them more highly than having a charity that's so local in the community. That when you give to a charity, normally you just don't know where the money's going to go. But this is really genuinely for the local community that this charity benefits. Mm. And me and my whole family, thank God, have benefited from that.
What have Greystone's cancer support been able to offer you?
Offer me personally, it was counselling with Anthony Keating. I think initially, when you get diagnosed with cancer, at first, you feel it very personal. You feel, why me? You feel, you know, why have I been so unlucky? And I thought I was healthy and things like that. So you spend a lot of time trying to deal with that. But it's just so surprising after just a few days, really, of dealing with that and getting some therapy with Anthony. I kind of really focused to turn around and realise that, you know, it's actually not me. It's what it's doing to my family and cancer, what it's doing to people around me that you can't control. As a human being, as we all think that there's a fix, that you can go in and the therapist is going to turn around and say to you, here, I've got the solution for this. You could just push this button and everything will be okay. Really, therapy is just getting you to kind of speak. And in speaking yourself and telling your story yourself and speaking with somebody like Anthony, it helps you realise perspective, get a whole new perspective, and in some ways to become very thankful for things like the medication that they have nowadays, and to be thankful for, you know, the support of your family. Mm-hmm. And be thankful that you made good decisions in the past with health insurance and things like that, which I can't recommend more. We've had Leia literally with us every step of the way with this in our own campaign against cancer. But so, yeah, look, for me, with Greystone's cancer support, they've also supported my wife, who has to carry the pick up all the slack at home that I can't do anymore. She's brilliant. She runs her own company. I just can't speak highly enough of Julie, and she really does pick up the slack, and she's brilliant with the girls. And our friends in general are all around us. You know, people are amazing. You know, since this diagnosis, I'm only 53, and it came as a shock for a lot of people because they knew I was in good shape, and people have really reached out in the community and been amazing, you know, and they know who they are out there. They've just offered us amazing support. Getting kind of emotional here thinking about this. But I think with the likes of Greystone's cancer support in the background, offering support to Julia, myself and to the kids, I can't describe how important it is to have that. You know, it's something that doesn't cost you anything, because like one of the things that happens when you get sick is bills. You know, like, I mean, I can't work at the moment because of the energy levels and stuff like that. So, you know, you're watching your bills and you're watching the costs of things like that. And when somebody like Greystone's Cancer Support is a charity, and they just, everything is literally free of charge, and it's enthusiastic support and proactive support from them. They regularly contact me, asking me would I like to go to certain classes and things like that, and asking me how I'm getting on with Anthony. And I just think that's amazing. You know, it's amazing to have that support.
Amazing. That was absolutely brilliant. There's not an edit to be had in that, Colin. What would you say to anyone that's wondering, should I cross the doors of Greystones Cancer Support? I'm not sure if it's for me. Maybe I don't want to talk to someone about my journey with cancer. Maybe I don't want to share it.
Look, cancer, it's different for everybody. I think for everybody with cancer, you know, the fear is it's such a dangerous disease. I think it's like, for me, thank God my treatment is going well. And I think I'm a very open person. I live like my life on my sleeve. I literally wouldn't be the most private person. And when cancer came into my life, I had no problem talking to people because I genuinely was in such shock that I'd look for help anywhere. And I would say to people out there who have cancer, it doesn't hurt to talk to anybody, especially here. It's very, very private. You will find that they're not going to offer you solutions. Don't come in looking for a fix it. Come in and there's people here who are willing to listen to you. And as you speak and speak your own mind, you'll actually be speaking to yourself in some ways. And I think that's a very, very powerful thing to do, is to find people that will genuinely sit and listen to you with care. And because, you know, when you're talking to your friends and you're going out for dinner and you're socialising with your family, you do get concerned that you're driving them all crazy because you're just talking about, you know, your sickness and your side effects and all that stuff that you're going through and stuff like that at the moment. So that does become something that you just realise. You keep checking on yourself to say, am I driving people crazy here? Like, am I always talking about cancer? Is the subject always talking about cancer every time we go for a cup of coffee and things like that? And when you have somebody who's a professional who will sit down and listen to you, and that's pretty much their job that they've taken on to do, it really is very valuable to cross the door and come in and look for that type of help, because it is different to your friends' help and it's different to family help, because you don't have that guilt of feeling, am I driving this person crazy, you know what I mean, whinging about cancer and stuff like that. So yeah.
Why is it important that people come out in April and support Greystones Cancer Support? Why is it important for them to get funds?
Look, obviously, none of these, everybody has to make a living, you know. So the counsellors and therapists, they all have to make a living, and they cost money. So I think it's a great idea that at this time of year, we focus on fundraising for these community charities, because it really is, it's so community based. And I think when you support a charity like this at this time of year, and there's a lot of focus on it, people have to realize they're really, really helping a charity that's helping families in their community. And with the odds of getting cancer at the moment is, you know, it's scary, you know, it really is scary. I hate talking about the odds of getting it, because I have six people in my family and I'm one of them. And they say it's 1 in 3 at the moment. And, you know, it's, I just look at it and go, it's so important to fundraise for these services. So many people
say it's so important to fundraise for the likes of Greystones Cancer.
Sorry, yeah. No. Yeah, it's so important for me to see, it's so important for fundraising for Greystones Cancer Support. It's a fabulous community here in Greystones. I've lived here since 2005 and I love it in the area. And it's, I think it's great that this facility is here in Greystones, and they need all the support that they can get. And everybody knows that when you're supporting Greystones Cancer Support, you're supporting the community of Greystones.
It's like you've